It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
We need to look out for one another. We need to be friends, and we need every patriot on board.
Very, very good. Now I get it.
Great message.
I think it was Rob or was it Tommy on the text line who said they wish he had waited to announce. And I got that too, and we were thinking that all week leading up to it, but I got it last night. It sunk home to me. Because he now can officially say, I was the first one to call for unity in the party. Yeah. And not only in the country, but in with Republicans and all this infighting. He officially can say it now.
And it's a great message because, let's face it, he was the one kind of doing the fighting.
Of course he was.
Last week.
Of course he was.
You know, the name calling of Glenn Youngkin and Ron DeSantis. So if this is, you know, him turning over a new leaf and kind of saying, all right, let's get together. You know, hopefully it's not just, you know, lip service for the speech. Now do it. No more name calling. No more, you know, just unnecessary punches being thrown before it's even time to do so.
And he's not going to. It's not going to stay like that. He's not going to be able to resist. When he's in some random Thursday night in the middle of Ohio somewhere, when he's doing a rally next year, it's going to slip up and it's going to happen. But if he hits 75, 80% of the time where he stays on point and message for, because he's got 2 years to go.
Right. It's a long time.
Here's another side benefit to this whole thing, too. It's made the Democrats scramble for the defense fund to come up with this stuff. They're sending money into states where they never had to before. They're getting ready for it. So he may force them into some unforced errors. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, you had to think that they were waiting for this, that they had something put aside for it. But they put a lot of focus and a lot of money into the midterms as well. And now here he is a week later. All right, I'm running for president. Let's do this. We got 2 years to get it done.
So what was good? This was really good. Because I thought this completely, as we said in Rapid Fire, Diener, I think this completely defined, from his perspective, why the job should be his.
Because this is not just a campaign. This is a quest to save our country. Talking about saving our country.
Okay, so what he's saying is, all right, any normal election cycle, fine. Any fine representative, and he's, without saying it, he's talking about somebody like DeSantis.
Right.
And when things are fixed, when they're fine, great. We need somebody like that. They're fine people. But me, I'm the guy that needs to fix this right now because the country's a disaster. That's what he's saying.
And that's, no, you're right. And it was a message, really was hopeful. You know, I think it was basically saying, hey, we've done it once, we can do it again, and we'll make it even better this time. And I think that resonates with people who maybe were kind of starting to stray away from him last week or the past couple of weeks.
Sure they were.
You know, they didn't like he was starting to sound a little bit crazy with going after DeSantis and things like that. So now, he came back last night, stuck to the script, talked about unity, talked about how to get things right in the country, and I think it brought a lot of people back on board personally.
We need every patriot, 4 stars. Not just a campaign, it's a quest, 5 stars.
Yes.
Now let's talk about a 1 star.
Including the raid of a very beautiful house that sits right here.
Uh-oh.
The raid of Mar-a-Lago, think of it.
Don't do it.
And I say, why didn't you raid Bush's place? Why didn't you raid Clinton? Mm. 32,000 emails. Why didn't you raid Clinton's place? Why didn't you do Obama, who took a lot of things with him?
Swear to God, I'm sitting on the couch watching this last night. I'm going, oh, no. He's going birth certificate.
Don't do it.
I know he is. He's going to do it. He's going to blow it. But he did. But he didn't, of course. But now listen, we've established this already. There's the truth, and he's exactly right about what he said about Mar-a-Lago. But everybody knows already. You don't have to say it anymore.
Exactly.
It never needs to be said again. Russia needs never be said again. Or 2020. He was right there. It was at the beginning of the speech, too. He said, in the 2020 election, China may have had something to do with that. I'm just saying.
He kind of threw it in there a little bit.
But he saved himself and he moved on to something else, which was good.
And that's exactly what he has to keep doing. Last night was basically almost perfect when it came to his presentation. It was everything that you and I were asking for and hoping for as far as the message and him sticking to the script and sticking to the message.
He listened.
And, you know, let the message be the message, meaning don't say anything out of the ordinary that will take away from what you were trying to say to begin with. Then people are just going to, you know, replay 3 seconds of a clip from a 1 hour speech. So nothing like that happened last night. And so we kind of came away saying, all right, is this the new Trump? Can he stick to this for the next 2 years? Now he's gonna go. He's gonna revert here and there, but
of course he is. But like I said, 75% of the time, you hit that mark, really good. And
yeah.
He also left it with, it wasn't just you know, the platitudes and the generalities, and it was specific talking points about things.
Yes.
That's where he hit a home run.
So you got to keep to that, and I think you're going to really, you know, strike a chord with people the same way you did in 2015, 2016 when he was running.
Did he strike a chord with you? 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Feel free to chime in. We're going to keep the text line open all morning this morning to get some more comments on that, and we'll kind of go through those next. In the meantime, let's get out of the swamp and Mar-a-Lago and politics and start talking turkey. Literally, 8 days away from Thanksgiving. We've got this. I think it's just a marketing ploy, I hope. I don't know if there's some other sinister thing behind it, but an animal sanctuary called Gentle Barn is selling tickets to hug and cuddle turkeys ahead of Thanksgiving.
Now, this is something that I don't know what to make of this.
I don't know either.
I guess I have to hear more.
I'm
is there
it's
more?
Not like a PETA thing.
Yeah.
But I know that they're trying, well, there's three locations if you're interested. California,
okay.
Missouri, and Tennessee. It's called, again, Gentle Barn. Here's Christine Weinhold talking about how much you'll love it. More importantly, how much the turkeys love it.
The female turkeys love to cuddle and form close relationships. Our turkey specifically, we have a turkey that loves to be held and sit in your lap. So they really enjoy all of the attention.
What?
Okay, notice how she said the female turkeys? I am sure that they've got male turkeys watching from the pen ready to bust out and peck your eyes out and scratch you to death with their large talons. This sounds very dangerous to me. There's a reason why we eat turkeys.
That's true.
Well, they're delicious, but they're also ugly.
Very good, especially with butter. And you don't want to upset a male turkey.
No.
I don't want jealous turkeys coming after me with their big talons. And
absolutely
their
not.
Gobble, gobble things hanging down.
Hey, if this is your thing, you go ahead, but nope. If we hear that from this place that there's some sort of a drive underway to stop killing turkeys for Thanksgiving, I'm out.
Totally out on
it. I was out before. Now I'm really out.
But see, there's a part of me that's kind of curious. I wonder what it's like to cuddle with a turkey.
Well,
maybe should I do this? Should I go up to Tennessee and take a video for the morning show blog?
Three sites to choose from.
Okay.
Absolutely. You should do it.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, and you have to donate $50.
Oh, come on. I don't want to pay. I'm going to have to pay my way up there.
Now you're really out. You're too cheap for that.
No way. Way too cheap. Not happening.
Anyway.
Well, sounds like an interesting experience.
Crisis averted in Europe? Maybe. Because now it looks as though those missiles that landed in Poland weren't from Russia, but even from Ukraine, actually.
Jeez, what a plot twist here, thankfully.
Crazy update on that coming up next. We got more reviews from you folks coming in from the Trump speech last night and more. It's all next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. All right, Karen, news is coming up again. Now you've got that ready, or at least almost ready to go for 8:30. What's happening?
Just a reminder, the missile strike in Poland, unfortunate accident. Didn't want you to worry about World War III or anything. The Polish president came out this morning and said that it looks like it's Russian-made, but it was used by the Ukrainian air defense, and they don't think it was intentional. But they also say it's not Ukraine's fault because Russia's the one that was sending in this barrage of missiles.
Yeah.
And so they were just defending themselves, and somehow one went off course.
Well, listen, it's the best of a bad situation, I guess, because crisis averted, possibly. Even if, you know what? Even if that's not the real story, that's what the world will buy.
Yeah.
So it doesn't escalate.
With the Archbishop Ferdinand who got killed and started World War I, we don't need anything like that. And it's funny how the people on the left are all ready for World War III and let's go help Ukraine. And oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Oh yeah.
It was scary for a minute there that we're coming up.
You're not kidding. All right, Karen, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah, you're exactly right. In fact, speaking of that, with the update this morning, which was huge, about the about exactly what those missiles were that landed in Poland and killed two people, in fact, this is a guy that was a former NATO commander, and he's chiming in about the story that these were Ukrainian defense missiles that landed there inadvertently. Here's what he says.
It looks like now we're circling in on it was Ukrainian using a Russian-made missile, S-300, call sign Grumble. It's got a range of about 100 miles, can go up to 100,000 feet, pretty ubiquitous air defense system.
Yeah, like I said, best of a bad situation, I guess. It would have been really bad. I mean, NATO was already worked up and having emergency meetings with that and enacting articles of war. Because they have to, if you're a NATO member, everybody's got to be involved.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to hear NATO enacts Article 5, because that means basically it's a full-on attack from there. So That was it was on the table this news came out yesterday, and thankfully nobody, you know, I guess hit the button too soon, so to speak, and we avoided some pretty bad stuff, to say the least. So, like you said, it's the best news out of a bad situation. Obviously, you didn't want this to happen at all. And this has been the biggest fear ever since this war started back in late February, that something like this would happen. So, thankfully, it wasn't a Russian missile.
This is what Biden said when the words first started to get out, when it didn't look like it was from Russia.
There is preliminary information that contests that. I don't want to say that till we completely investigate. It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia.
All right. So back on track to talking about de-escalation. That would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe at the start of next year. Who the heck knows? Trump did make mention of that, by the way, in the presidential speech from Mar-a-Lago. He said, what's happening in Ukraine? Did you catch that? He said, never, ever would have happened under my watch.
That was
which I believe.
Another big point. You know,
it was another big point talking about America's strength. That was the point he was trying to make.
You know, to remind people, hey, we had things under control. He mentioned that a few times as far as, you know, his relationship with President Xi and China, saying, you know, that they had an understanding together, and the same thing in Afghanistan with Taliban and, you know, Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And, you know, mentioned all those things, how it was all under control, and little chubby there, Kim Jong-un. So he brought all that up, you know, kind of mentioning, hey, everything was fine when it came to these wars and, you know, escalations around the world, and now not so much.
I didn't like so much when he went off script because I was just nervous. It was like clenching. I'm like, oh, no, don't blow it now.
Oh, I know.
But that said, I love his stories when he talks about inside just one-on-one conversations with these world leaders. Do you know what he said about the meeting with Xi?
What did he? I think I missed one part.
He goes, President, is what I called him. President, you have a drug problem. And Xi tells me, no, we don't. I said, well, yes, you do. Why don't you? And he goes, I kind of knew why. He says, because we killed the drug dealers same day.
Oh, geez.
Trump went on and he proposed death penalty. That was another big response, at least from the room. I wonder how it played the rest of the nation. Proposed a death penalty for people convicted of drug dealing.
Wow.
At a major scale, obviously.
Sure. Well, that would be, that would be a game changer as well, for sure. Deterrence and, you know, when it comes maybe to spreading fentanyl around the country.
Well, he did talk about that, too, and that was another. He brought up fentanyl. Up to 200,000 Americans a year killed by fentanyl, and this was right off the Chinese conversation he was talking about, because it's all of it manufactured in China. He revealed that last night as well.
Jeez.
Coming up through the southern border. I sat there listening to this going, thank you for addressing fentanyl, something this current administration has done nothing about. They won't even admit it.
It's not like they, you know, the Biden administration has ignored fentanyl for the past week or month, or they've mentioned it here or there. They have not mentioned this enormous problem once.
No,
in the they've been in office.
Because it's an admission that opening the border, keeping it wide open on day one of the administration was a massive, massive, massive mistake.
And speaking of which, did you see the D.C. judge who, I guess a federal judge who basically took away Article 42 saying, the borders can be open.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks for that.
Hey, listen, what was it? Is it the second executive order? They got rid of Remain in Mexico?
Yeah. Okay. That was gone.
Great.
So, I mean, just fully open.
Wonderful.
I don't know, you know, side note too with Governor Abbott, that came out yesterday. He was talking about declaring an invasion using special powers. But there's some questions there what that's going to mean too for the state of Texas and their fight against, you know, these illegal immigrants coming in.
I don't know. It's a massive focus, that's for sure. What's really scary thing Trump said last night was, he goes, I think the numbers are low. I think we're at 10 million people coming across the border.
I wouldn't be shocked.
In the meantime, let's talk about something good. Big, after months-long delay, Artemis launch from the Space Coast.
Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
It's like a 1 o'clock launch. I hope that guy got some sleep.
Love that guy.
Wow. We rise together.
He's very energetic.
He had his own speech.
It. Sure did. Wanted to go down the history books there. He's thinking he's Neil Armstrong. This triggers me, man. I got to tell you. I mean, first off, awesome. Most powerful rocket ever made. Biggest rocket ever made.
It's our moon mission.
That's right. American ingenuity at its best. It's flying to the moon. You know, the test flight so we can get astronauts back on the moon for the first time.
What are you, a cosmonaut?
Yeah.
Diener Gagarin.
That's all good stuff, right? We want to get back to the moon. First time since 1972. This is the first step to doing that. I'm upset because I didn't see it. I've been waiting to see this thing for months. And we were talking about it. It was supposed to go off back in September. Jen was hyping us up with it, and I was all excited.
We were going to go up there.
Yes, we were. And then I had no idea this thing was going. I wake up this morning. There's videos of Artemis. Artemis is trending on Twitter. I'm like, the hell happened? I missed it.
Wow. Well, all the other executive producers in town.
Yes.
We're up getting video.
I missed the memo of the one thing I've been waiting to see all year.
All about you.
They of course.
The one of the busiest night of the week. Oh, no. No. It's
jerks.
All about you.
It's conspiracy against me.
Well, this will make you feel better.
7.6 million pounds of thrust.
Yeah.
How can you not? That's like a Christmas gift. Bill Nelson. Senator, ex-senator and current NASA administrator Bill Nelson talking about thrust.
That's one of our new favorite drops, by the way.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. That's a new staple in our drop folder.
Oh, absolutely.
Love that one. But, you know, look, all kidding aside, I am disappointed I missed it, no doubt. But it's exciting, man. I can't wait for this to hear that this got to the moon and, you know,
by the way,
look forward to future missions.
Can you confirm this?
I'll try.
The chief flight director's name is Emily Nelson?
Uh-oh.
A little nepotism there going on.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, she says it's a great deal of pride in seeing this mission get off the ground and, you know, all the things you'd expect her to say.
I wasn't here yet the last time we went. And so it's really exciting for my generation and for the Artemis generation to get the opportunity to go to the moon and beyond.
All right. Now, if she said thrust...
I was going to say.
I know right. She's a Nelson.
Let me hear her say thrust. That way we can compare, see if it's his daughter or something. Might be.
More of your reviews on the text line, 877-850-8585 from the Trump speech last night. What'd you think? You can smash it. You can trash it. Whatever you think. Just tell us what you thought about it. We got that. Headlines coming up, as well as something absolutely horrifying coming up from spam right in time for the holidays.
What happened?
What happens if you combine spam and figgy pudding?
Oh, no.
I don't even really know what figgy pudding is.
I just
hear about it all the time.
Yeah, you hear it in the song.
But I know what spam is. There's more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
All part of the announcement for Mar-a-Lago. Just about on time, too. Right at 9 o'clock. Did you notice that?
Yeah. He came walking in. The doors open. Yeah. There was a ton of American flags, which is always nice to see. And yeah, you're right. He was on time.
I thought there was going to be a video presentation before that, Diener. I was wrong about that, too.
True, but we finally found out about 5 o'clock, the setting, which was in that gold ballroom. Everything's gold. It's like the Midas touch got in there and just turned everything to gold. By the way, side note, if you hear in that clip, do you hear the woman in the background? It's like she's watching her favorite team win the Super Bowl. You hear it just, she goes, yes!
Here, let's review again.
My fellow citizens... America's comeback starts right now.
There it is. She was the first one to get in there.
Think it was Laura Trump?
It might have been. I don't know.
There were a few of those. You know what else I heard a couple of times, especially when he talked about fentanyl? Thank you.
Right.
Heard a couple of thank yous. When he talked about fentanyl and stopping that as, you know, all related to the border, I said thank you out loud to no one.
Well, no, you know what, though? That's the part that is interesting to me, though, because I think a lot of people felt that way, and that invigorates people and energizes people to hear him say stuff that is being ignored. It has been ignored for the past 2 years. You feel vindicated. You feel, you know, that appreciation of like, thank you. You're listening to me. You hear us, that these are the things that we're concerned about.
I think it worked more so than I thought. I thought it would be, you know, kind of like, just like a rally speech. A rally speech plus announcing he's running. That's what I thought it was going to be. But it was different. It was different. It was done very well in three parts. You establish and remind people how things suck right now.
Yeah.
But don't dwell on it. Because everybody knows. But you remind them. Bring them up to the future. Here's how we're going to fix it. And he brought out specific plans. And then I think the most important part of all, and this is where I gave him 5 stars, paint a picture of the future that is better than it was from 2016 to 2020.
Right.
And that was key. Now, will it be? Maybe not. Maybe you're not going to reach those expectations. But you gave people hope that it actually can be better than before. That was the perfect picture to paint.
Right. And that was the thing. And, you know, in short, to summarize the entire thing, it was things were great before. They're really bad now. And we can make them even better moving forward.
That's exactly what it was.
So, and that's...
And you didn't dwell on the first part.
Exactly.
You know already it's bad.
Right. and you know how things great were. So, you know, connect the two
right.
and make that the message moving forward. And here's the bottom line with this, too, you know, for everybody who's saying it was too early, which I totally get. I mean, I absolutely understand that argument.
I thought so, too, before last night.
Now he has the ability and the opportunity to continue to harp on things as they happen.
Sure.
Because you know there's more bad stuff that's going to happen. I don't want to be like, you know, the Grim Reaper, but you know more stuff is coming down the pipe at some point.
Well, he said that too, and he said it twice. He says it's going to get a lot worse, believe me.
I know, I hope that's an exaggeration. But
that might have been the politician part of him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It may have, but that's something he can key off again and just stick to that, not the personal stuff.
That's it.
Did it make an impact with our people? 877-850-8585 is the text line. We've told you we're going to keep the text line open for you to chime in on this thing. Just curious to get the feel for the thing, because so far, you know, across the country, a lot of people are saying it was one of his best.
It was. It was a kind of like a galvanizing speech to come out, you know, encompass everything
right.
as he's announcing he's doing it again. We got Trump 2024.
Wow.
It's official. We got Gigi from Boynton.
Yes.
She commented. She said she loves us. She loves the show.
Well, that's all that matters. Stop it there.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. What else did she say?
She said, keep it up and go 45/47. So, yeah, it would be 45 and 47 if, you know, things work out in a couple of years.
And it may be wrong. You know, I don't know her particularly, you know, in person, but that may be somebody that would love him no matter what he does. But I think there are a lot of people turned off. And a lot of that's recency bias. DeSantis had done so much great stuff coming off the hurricane, massive midterm win, all that stuff. I think a lot of recency bias would tell you that, well, I'm favoring DeSantis on this too. And I think a lot of people fell off the Trump wagon. That's why I think it was so important that this, I really believe that. We've seen almost every speech this guy's done.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
This one was different.
It was. It had a different feel. And I think it was, if you can point to one thing to say why it was different, it was probably just the one word he used, which was quest. It's a quest to bring America back.
And
that's why this one, it wasn't just trashing people.
Exactly.
It was, here's our mission statement, and here's what we're doing.
And this is, and he, you know, this is him speaking for himself, made the case for why he's, it doesn't take a candidate. He even made that comparison between a politician and himself. He goes, I guess I am now. I hate that word.
I know.
He goes, but it's any other normal cycle, any other normal time in America, any other candidate is fine to get things going. He goes, but it, basically what he was saying was, it takes me to get it done because things are so bad right now.
And you might think that's braggadocious. You might think that's, you know, like, you know, huge ego. Oh, only I can fix it. But
yeah.
Listen, you know, I'm sure DeSantis would do a great job. Maybe somebody else would do a great job as well. But he's battle tested. So I get what he's saying there. And he's not wrong. He's been through it before.
You know, another thing I hate besides the damage, I hate the divide between, you know, the political infighting and all this stuff, which is natural. But I always love the idea of DeSantis coming in at 28 and getting a long string of success.
Yeah.
Like sustained success.
Right.
I always like that idea.
Sure. Why
rush it now?
Yeah, exactly. Why cut it down?
Yep.
We can get 4 extra years for someone else who's eligible, like Trump.
Yeah.
By the way, Linda from New York agreed with us.
Mm-hmm.
She said she thinks we're right in everything that we're saying. President Trump, listen to you guys.
Clearly.
He kept it clean, and she hopes he continues to do so.
Clearly.
So you, I, and Linda from New York are all on the same page.
Damn right. We're the cabinet.
Apparently, Liz Harrington and his campaign were listening to the show yesterday, and they're like, you know what? These guys here on the South Florida Morning Show, we got to take some notes here because they're right about sticking to the script.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
I'd like to think so.
It was
anyway.
Trump himself. He was on the treadmill in the morning. He's an 850 WFTL app user.
Oh, yeah. He definitely uses the app, for sure.
You know, and he had his headphones plugged in
yep.
to the treadmill.
Bluetooth.
And he was listening to us. Sure. I'm sure that's what it was. Well, somebody got to him, and maybe it was just him, but it was good. I got to give him a lot of props for that last night.
It's what he needed, and the country, too.
Now, can you stick to it?
That's the key.
A year and a half from now.
It's a long time.
Where you're in the middle of Nebraska somewhere doing a rally. There's not a lot happening, and you just can't resist the name calling. If he can hit 75% of what he did last night, fine.
That's, look, and we know there's going to be some veering off and things like that.
That's
it's going to happen at, you know, different rallies. But yeah, in 2 years is a long time. And now, you know, the question is, who else comes out? What attacks are going to be on them? Things like that. Political attacks.
A lot. And he warned that, too. And he said it's going to be nasty. He's right.
And what else happens with Biden? There's, you know, there's plenty of these other things that happen in the next couple of years that he can harp on. So
you're not kidding. You've got material. Let's put it that way.
Long time to go.
In the meantime, we don't have a long time to go before the holidays officially hit, if they're not here already. And we didn't need this.
No.
I don't really officially know. I don't think I've ever actually seen, God knows I haven't tried, figgy pudding. You just hear it in the song all the time?
I've never even seen it before.
A very English thing, I know.
Oh, okay.
But that didn't stop Spam from coming out with figgy pudding Spam.
Why are they doing that?
Just in time for the holidays.
Why? Does anybody know why?
Nope. They even have a commercial. This is real. Do you want to hear a piece of it?
I think I have to now.
I don't know if we can do the whole thing. All right. I think it's kind of loud, too.
Good tidings we bring to you and your king.
Oh, no.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a fantastic New Year.
I don't like it yet.
No.
Let's skip ahead and see if it gets better.
From yesteryear.
They're still singing.
Why are they still going?
All right, I'm not playing them sing. I do not need the Spam singers to start off Wednesday. I'm sorry.
I got to tell you, if I had to imagine what the Spam singers were going to sound like, that was it. They lived up to my expectations. Oh, geez.
Very short, bad skin. I don't know.
Yeah.
To you and your kin.
Yeah, they're still singing. I'm over that.
Figgy pudding Spam.
We will not do that story again, I promise you.
All right.
We'll give you the story, the detail. There was a big update, though, by the way, about the Poland missile crisis that happened overnight. Killed two people. Apparently now the world is saying that they were not Russian missiles. They're saying it was an accident from the Ukrainian Defense Forces, possibly, most likely.
Looks like we dodged a huge bullet here.
How about that? All right, that and a lot more coming up next. The East South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News is on its way. That's going to happen about 11 minutes away, top of the hour from Karen. What's going on?
I have some good sports news.
Sports!
Ooh.
Florida State and UCF jumping up in the latest college football playoff rankings.
I saw that.
Yay!
Pleasant surprise.
UCF has two losses, though. How high can they go?
Well, the Seminoles, which we are the flagship station for the Florida Seminoles.
We are.
Does that mean we are also unconquered, Karen?
Yes.
850 is unconquered.
Yes,
that's
we
right.
are.
Except conquered by ourselves. Well, basically, unforced errors.
Daily.
Only we can beat ourselves up. Yeah. They're in the 19th spot this week. That's only 9 spots back from Bama. Yeah, that's pretty
good.
Who is
it? Florida State's at 19?
Yeah. Mm. And following their third straight win, then the Knights climbed 2 spots to 20th, so it's 19th and 20th.
You want to be top 20.
It's a good prestigious thing to look at and say, we're in there.
That means Gus Malzahn at UCF is safe. Get on the Gus bus, everybody.
Jump on the Gus bus before it's too late.
So number one is Georgia, and they look good.
I think it's unchanged, right?
Yeah, and then number two is Ohio State, Michigan, TCU. But November 26th,
that's the deciding
Michigan
factor.
Travels to the Buckeye State to take on Ohio State.
How about our Horny Toads, though, from TCU?
I was going to say, what a season for TCU, huh?
Yeah, they're sticking around.
Yeah.
First time I think they're 10-0.
Because they have God on their side.
Last year, when Danielle was applying to colleges and all this other stuff, and colleges send out the recruitment material, whatever, and they send it to the house. By far, the most amount of stuff. I mean, full 3-color printed. Both side catalogs were from TCU like every other day.
Did they have a big dance program at TCU?
Apparently so.
Huh.
And the amount of, I don't know how much money they spent on just trying to get kids to apply to that school.
Wow.
Like, how much money they have.
Yeah, really.
It's Dancing with Jesus.
That's what it is. He's Texas Christian there. University. Yep.
Then I told Danielle her the nicknames was the Horny Toads. She goes, no.
Oh.
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm going to New York.
That was the deciding factor.
That was it.
That's like
she goes,
oh,
okay,
end.
I like the purple. What's their name? Horny Toads. No.
Nope, sorry.
That more coming up.
All right, thank you, Karen. I think you started off with some kind of a different story news tease, and we turned that into something completely different. But that and more coming up at 9. Woodstock 850, WFTL, the South Florida Morning Show. It's Diener, I'm Bill, and don't forget about the Morning Show blog. We have the full lot of details, a lot of great official NASA video of the Artemis launch from this morning. It was early this morning, so most of us didn't see it.
Yeah, I know I didn't.
I know you didn't.
Because I didn't even know it was happening.
You know.
All these months of waiting to see this thing, and it just goes off in the middle of the night. Thanks a lot, NASA.
You know, our moon rocket launch. You'd think that's in the producer description, yes. But apparently not.
Look, there's some things that just fall through the cracks.
Oh.
Actually, a lot of things that fall through the cracks.
People, listeners all over Facebook posting their awesome Artemis pictures. Yeah, they got up early. Not you.
Nope. Sleeping.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Shocker.
Speaking of rockets of a different kind, the missile scare that happened in Poland yesterday, actually overnight yesterday. Well, there was a big update this morning. Maybe, possibly, and most likely now didn't come from Russia after all. NATO is now saying and even confirming that it looks as though these rockets were from the Ukrainian Defense Forces.
I mean, it really feels like we avoided I hate to be dramatic, but we avoided, you know, World War III.
No, I think you're right. It's, I mean, that was looking really, that was a tense, tense day yesterday.
Yeah, it was. You know, I saw that report come up and I'm like, okay, so now what? So I just kept trying to keep an eye on things. Maybe that's why I missed out on the Artemis rocket. I was so concerned about whether or not we were about to go into World War III that I just completely blanked on the Artemis rocket. But relief. Big time relief on this one.
Reuters confirmed it early this morning. Well, it was probably maybe about 6:30 a.m. this morning, saying that the NATO source is saying that they're making the claim that they were Ukrainian. This is a guy that used to work for NATO command.
It looks like now we're circling in on it was Ukrainian using a Russian-made missile, S-300, call sign Grumble. It's got a range of about 100 miles, can go up to 100,000 feet, pretty ubiquitous air defense system.
Well, that sounds all very technical. All I know is, hopefully, this doesn't escalate things.
Yeah, exactly. If they can chalk this up to one really big, unfortunate mistake, then I think we can move on from here and get back to the peace talks that, you know, Zelensky is pushing for now that they got Kherson back. You know, they're able to take that over again. Russian troops retreat from there. So, you know, it's a good sign. We didn't want any further escalation when things were actually starting to get a little bit better. I know Russia sent a bunch of missiles over there yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that's why they thought, okay, did this one go too far? But hopefully this is, you know,
best of a bad situation, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, we've kept the text line, and we will for the next hour, too, in the 9 o'clock hour. We kept the text line open for your thoughts and reactions and, you know, good or bad, whatever you thought of the Trump speech last night. 877-850-8585. Anything else trickle in for the last few minutes?
Yeah. This was a good point, actually. One of our listeners, Chuck, who says,
Chuck,
you know, he feels everyone is overlooking the most important point here about Trump running again.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that he has one term. Meaning if he's only got one term left, then he doesn't have to worry about, maybe not that he was before, but he doesn't have to worry about necessarily stepping on anybody's toes or thinking, hey, you know, is this going to bode well for re-election? He can just go in there, clean up, and basically just, you know, fun and fancy free and get things done without having to worry about anything.
That's a really good point, Chuck. Yeah. It really is. I don't think he did anyway, but you're right. He's got nothing to worry about. From there on out.
Even more.
And also knowing and how he established it last night, saying, babe, what Trump was telling you last night was, I'm the only guy that can do this. I'm telling you. I'm the only guy right now that can fix this mess. Any other normal cycle? Yes. But I'm the guy that can, because it's going to get nasty. The attacks are only just beginning. That's a great point, Chuck.
And this is another one here, actually, from Olivia. She said, last night, President Trump did better than I thought.
Me too.
She said, my opinion, if he can take the high road and stop the bullying and the name calling, and of course, let the past go, he's going to do well. So, and she says she also doesn't want DeSantis to run because she wants to keep him here. But I think that's the sentiment that a lot of people feel who are Trump supporters, but also kind of like, I don't know how much longer I can do this if he continues the antics.
It's true.
So if he stays away from that stuff, he's going to bring back in a lot of people who came in the first place because he was trying to get the country back on track. If that's the message, he's good.
He outperformed what I expected last night. He did.
Yeah.
It was way better than I thought. I thought it was going to be like a mini rally, plus he's going to say he's running. That's all I expected, and it was way better. Because he made specific points on how to fix things and a really good vision of what the future is going to be like.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's right. Can he stick to that? Not all the time, but mostly he can. I mean, we know he can.
If last night can be the main message 2 years moving forward, then he's going to be in good shape.
We shall see. Mm-hmm. All right, more of your reactions coming up next. 877-850-8585. We'll have some more highlights. A couple of low lights, too, from last night. There were a couple of one stars, a couple of clunkers he sent out last night.
Well, you know, you
not all more good.
Had your moments.
And how about this?
Yes.
Diener, I saved this for you.
Okay.
maybe it's good. It doesn't sound like it's good. Now you can actually play Jesus in a video game.
I heard about this.
It's really kind of crazy. They don't mean ill will.
Right.
It's a religious-based game, but do you really want to play Jesus? What are the superpowers?
This looks nuts.
All right, we'll break that down, too. Yeah. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.